Good morning, everyone. Great to see you. Thank you for being with us again on this Wednesday morning for our 10 minutes of meaning, where we try to get together and work on ourselves to live the best version of ourselves, to realize our greatest potential together using the formula of the Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Luzzatto and the Metzilas Yesharim, which paves the path forward for us about how to be in control, how to be disciplined, how to live a life that we can be proud of, that we can have our biggest impact, that we can measure our greatest legacy. I want to thank our dear friends, Chani and Lenny Grunstein, who sponsored the series of 10 Minutes of Meaning for the Year in memory of Chani's father, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, Mr. Aaron Tambor. Thank you so much for your generosity and for your friendship. We are in the Midah of Nikias. We began with Zahirus, how to live a life of mindfulness and caution. We spoke about it last night, began a new 6-part series on living our best selves, and we examined the Ramchal on Zahirus again in the context of how we can not only be in survival mode throughout this pandemic, but how we could get into growth mode, how we could be using this time to be able to grow, to be able to advance, to be able to break out, and to be able to advance ourselves and our lives in most meaningful ways. So Zahirus was how to live a life of mindfulness, how to be present and thoughtful and cautious in everything that we are doing. And we then moved over to Zerizus, how to live with alacrity, enthusiasm, and zeal. And then we moved to Nikias. One by one, the Ramchal has been identifying different character traits, different behaviors, different patterns, different temptations that if we are in control of, if we're mindful of, we can be proud of our actions and thoughts and our speech. And if not, we'll have a lot of repair work to do as a result. We talked about vulgarity and profanity. We talked about honesty. We talked about eating habits and health and wellness. We talked about faith, all different kinds of concepts. So we're up to Ulam HaShavuos. Afa pisha min astam kosha ina min ha-hedyotos nishmar mehotzi shem shamayim mipiv levatala kosha kein b'shavua. Now we move to the world of the way that we speak. Are we truthful? Are we honest? Do we mean what we say? Do we follow through? We're talking about the world of Shavuos, the world of oaths, the world of the promises that we make, and do we keep them? So the Ramchal says the following. With regards to oaths, generally speaking, he who is not a layman is careful not to utter the name of heaven in vain, particularly when it involves an oath. So the technical violation of the biblical prohibition of taking God's name in vain, most people don't pronounce God's name and take it in vain, don't take an oath that they don't follow through. But the Ramchal continues and he says, while we may not technically take God's name in vain, we may not violate the prohibition of taking a false oath, strictly speaking, but any time that we make a promise that we don't follow through on, any time that our word is not our bond, we say we'll meet you at a certain time and we show up late, we say we'll follow up and we don't, we say we'll call you back and we neglect to call you back, we say we'll take care of something and we drop the ball, we have violated our own word. Lo yachel dvaro. The Torah uses the word lo yachel. Next week's parasha in Matos, lo yachel means like chulin. Our word is kadosh, our word is sacred. And when you don't follow through, when we use our words flippantly and casually, when we don't mean what we say and we don't say what we mean, then, lo yachel dvaro, we've turned our words into chulin. We've wasted them. We've squandered them. We've violated them. We've made a promise that we didn't keep. We didn't keep. V'humash amr amr belazar, lav shavua v'hein shavua. Amarav v'hud amr lav lav trey zimni, v'hud amr hein hein trey zimni. V'chein amr v'hin tzedek, she'i lav shalcha tzedek v'hein shalcha tzedek. Lav shalcha tzedek v'hein shalcha tzedek. An accurate liquid measure means that your no should be a no and your yes should be a yes. Mean what you say and say what you mean. And if you say yes, don't be duplicitous and don't be inconsistent and don't say what you think wants to be heard, but be transparent and be truthful. Be honest with your words. Our words are holy. Our words are sacred. And we use them in a holy way, in a sacred way. We transform and construct. We build the world. We lift and we elevate others. And when we use our words flippantly or casually, inaccurately, then in fact, lo yachel dvaro, we've turned our words into chulin. This is why I know none of us are thinking about Kol Nidre night right now. But Kol Nidre night, Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, begins with what really is a very bizarre process. Kol Nidre, we annul our vows. This is the holiest day of the year. We should start with a kumzitz. We should start with a niggun. We should start with a Torah teaching. We should start with spirituality. We're starting with a technical law, Kol Nidre. Yes, we use the haunting melody and tune that we all associate with Yom Kippur and Kol Nidre night. But we're starting the holiest day of the year with a law of annulling vows. We gather together, we're wearing white, We are beginning a process and a journey of 25 hours of fasting of transformation. And we begin it with what? Kol Nidre. Annulling our vows. Rabbi Soloveitchik explains very beautifully why. Because we start the process of Kol Nidre, the 25 hours of repentance, of self-introspection, self-reflection, self-awareness, by saying, our words matter. We're going to annul our vows because words matter. Words are sacred. Words create. Words build. What is a neder? What is a shvuah that the Ramchal is talking about? A neder, a shvuah, means I'm not allowed to eat basar v'chalav. I can't eat meat and milk together. Ma'achalas asuros, it's prohibited mixture. I'm forbidden. It's a biblical prohibition to eat meat and milk. I'm not allowed to sell it. I'm not allowed to benefit from it. What if I take a chair? What if I take this cup and I say, Hare alai, this cup to me is like basar b'chalav. This cup to me is prohibited like forbidden food. Then the cup is forbidden to me. Biblically, it means to say that something that the Torah permits, something that God saw as power of, as neutral, through my words, through my vow, through my pledge, I can give it a status. I can make it biblically prohibited. Words matter. Words transform. Words create status. Words create identity. So Yom Kippur, the holiest night of the year, begins by reminding ourselves that our words matter. We made promises. We took vows. The previous Yom Kippur, we said we were going to be better. We were going to be different. We were finally going to make those changes. Words matter. Words matter. And so part of the process, part of the character trait of Nikias, part of this character trait of cleanliness, is looking at ourselves and asking, is our word our bond? Do we mean what we say and say what we mean? Can people rely on us and depend on us and count on us? If we say we're going to follow through, we say we're going to call back, we say we're going to do it, we say we're going to show up on time, do we mean it? Do we mean it? Are we casual with our words? Are we willing to be flexible and bend our words? Or do our words matter? Do our words mean something? Do they mean something? Mori Varabi, my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita, has not had sugar in his tea in over 50, probably 60 years. Why? Because over 50 years ago, he was in Israel, and he was in the home of somebody that he wasn't confident in their kashrus. And they offered a cup of tea, and he had the tea, and they offered some sugar. And because he didn't want to make an awkward situation, and he didn't want to tell them, I don't trust your kashrus, whatever the kashrus concerns in Israel over sugar are, he simply said, I don't take sugar in my tea. And for 50 years since then, he's never had sugar in his tea, even if he may prefer it, because lo yachel dvaro. How could he? He told this innocent, beautiful Jewish people that I don't take sugar in my tea in order to avoid their embarrassment. Now, many of us would have said, Mishanim b'nei ha-shalom, you're allowed to lie in order to keep the peace. So, you know, you were doing it to preserve their dignity. You were doing it so they wouldn't be insulted. It's not so bad if today you take sugar in your tea. Annul your vows, so to say. You did it for a noble reason. It's okay. But you see the greatness of someone like Rav Shechter, who 50 years ago said, I don't take sugar in my tea, and therefore to this day does not take sugar in his tea because lo yachel dvaro. What you have mean, you say. What you say, you mean. You cannot exaggerate your words. You can't lie or distort your words. You cannot not follow through. And that's what the Ramchal continues. V'nei dvar ha-sheker gamu cholira. You know, there's an illness. There's a plague. Widespread among people is the willingness to distort the truth. Exaggerate, bend the truth, lie a little bit. Nispashid m'oba b'nei adam v'u'la madregos madregos yeshbo. It consists of so many levels, right? You know, at the entrance to Disney, tell your kids, everybody remember that you're under 15. Or tell them I'm not home, or don't answer the door, or whatever the lies or distortions that we do, which we think are innocent, we think they're benign, but they are instilling within our children, and they are habituating ourselves to allow us to utter words that aren't true. The signature of Hashem is emes. Hashem's signature, his logo, his emblem is truth. And the more that we have fidelity to it, the closer we are to Him. The more we're willing to be flexible and bend the truth and lie and exaggerate and compromise the truth, the farther we are from Him. Yesh b'nei adam shu'um nasa mamash hu shakranos. You have some people whose whole business is based on and founded on lies. On lies. I don't know what happened and why my camera went off. Some people's businesses are based on lies. So this is something, an area that we need to work on. We need to evaluate ourselves. If we want to live our best selves and we want to achieve a level of shlemus, of perfection, then we need to improve the cleanliness of our sense of truth, being careful with every word that we utter. Have a fantastic day. We continue with Living with Emunah, 8:45, and tonight, behind the Bima, 9 p.m. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to our channel. Have a great morning, everybody.